with the rainbow. So Rebbe says atheistic to be said, because even though the shtar was originally executed, that it should be shtarayot between the Ruvin and Shimon, but since the Raya of Shtoretz is grounded in the tfisas shtar, because Shimon holds the shtar, so when Shimon intentionally turns over the shtar to Levi, that Levi should be able to collect and have the Raya of Shtoretz, so the mainly the same Raya of Shtoretz, the same Raya of Shtoretz takes effect, changes now from Ruvin to Levi. This is what Rebbe says, ACSD is Messiah. The basic aloha of Rebbe is that the Raya of Shtoretz shifts, even though the Shtar was executed, that it should be Shtar Raya between Ruvin and Shimon, but when Shimon turns over the Shtar to Levi, then the Raya of Shtoretz shifts from heretofore that it existed between Ruvin and Shimon, so now it will exist, the Raya of Shtoretz will exist between Ruvin and Levi. So that's the basic aloha of ACS to Israel. Since in the Raya of Shtoretz, now the Shtar testifies in effect that there is a chay existing between Ruvin and Levi, so Mimele, it changes, so that gives effect to the Kinyan, and that transfers the Shibudim as well. But the basic aloha of ACS speaking in Mishira is that the Raya of Shtoretz shifts. So Mimele, for the same reason that Rebbe says, in connection with Shtar Alvoy, that if the Shtar that was executed between Ruvin and Shimon, by Shimon, the Bala Shtar, turning it over to Levi, so then it becomes a Shtaraya. So it becomes a Shtaraya for between Ruvin and Levi. Mimele, it transfers the Shibudim as well. Because since in Raya it changes, it shifts from Ruvin to Shimon to Ruvin to Levi, Ruvin and Levi, so Mimele in the Kinyoni, it also shifts. So the same Shibudim change, they shift. Whereas heretofore there was a Shibud from Shimon to indefiniteness, from Ruvin to Shimon, now the same Shibud will be from Ruvin to Levi. So the same way, Shtar Mechira also. So if Shimon bought a field with the Shtar from Levi, from Ruvin, then he's Machne that Shtar. So he can be Machne that Sonic to Levi by turning over the Raya. Because just as in Shtar Alvoy, we say, Ezi is Dikri Nisire, and as a result of the fact that the Raya shifts, so Mimele that shifts the Shibudim too. So here too, the Raya now, until now, when Shimon was the Tefis Ashtar, so the Shtar testified that who is the Bailum of the Sodek? Shimon. Now the Shimon turned over the same Shtar to Levi, so then the same Shtar will be Shtaraya between Ruvin and Levi. Between Ruvin and Levi. Even though it's, the names are, and Levi's name doesn't mention, Shimon's name is mentioned. But this is the Mishira, and Shtaraya, the Raya shifts from Ruvin and Shimon to Ruvin and Levi. So the Mele, the Sunday is also transferred. This we see from that demand. So the Mele, the Rosh holds that it's not that the Chachomim who are Chilei Kam Rebbe. The Chachomim who are Chilei Kam Rebbe. So it could be, so the Shita of the Chachomim could be explained to it. We could say that only Rebbe holds that in Shtaraya, so the Raya shifts from here before, that it existed between, as a Shtaraya between Ruvin and Shimon, so now it becomes a Shtaraya between Ruvin and Levi. Rebbe says that, but I would say no. Even in Shtaraya it doesn't shift from the Shtaraya between Ruvin and Shimon, that it should be Shtaraya between Ruvin and Levi. So Mimele, it cannot be Machne the Shibudim. Or we can say that as far as the Shtaraya is concerned, so the Chachamim agree with Rebbe, that they see as Nikri Zimsira. That just as Rebbe assumes that the same Shtaraya that here before was a Shtaraya between Ruvin and Shimon, so by Shimon turning it over to Levi, it becomes a Shtaraya between Ruvin and Levi. But whereas Rebbe holds that on account of the fact that there's a Shtaraya in Shimon, so the Mele shifts the Shibudim also, so the Chachamim say no. The Shtaraya chiefs, but that cannot transfer the Shibud. So this is the Pshat in the Rosh. So the Rosh, how does this Chayves take effect? This Chayves takes effect through the verbal Chayves. And even though before in the Alme, he cannot be Chayves himself, but if it is for in return, for a certain consideration, for a certain Hanoi, as here, so because he extended his man, and this Hanoi is a very significant Hanoi, because this Hanoi, Harvoch's man is considered as Kesef, you can even be Mikadish and Nisho with the Hanoi of Harvoch's man, as it's Mashma from the glory of Dushi, the Harvoch of Zimne. So it's real Kesef. So Mimele, Dvorim the Alme, when Mishayis is made just before the Alme, not in return for a certain Hanoi that the Mishayis gets. So that is not effective. But if it is in return for a certain Hanoi, so then it is effective. So the Mishayis is created. But the question is, how can he be given? He has to have Ishtaraye. He has to have Ishtaraye. Suppose the Hanoi, that he was Mishayis himself. How will he be able to give it? So if he produces that shtar, that the shon is turned over to him, so that shtar can be ishtaraya. Even though only Rebbe says ACS is Mishirei, even though only Rebbe says ACS is Mishirei, but the Chachomim, they say that they is Mishirei. So the answer is the Rosh holds that in the first Rosh, that's the machlekes between the first Rosh in the Rosh and the second Rosh in the Rosh. The question is, what is this the time of the Chachomim Wachim in Rebbe? So the first Rosh, now the basic din of Rebbe is that the Rayashim is from Reuven and Shimon to Reuven and Levi. But Rebbe says, since the Rayashim is from Reuven and Shimon to Reuven and Levi, so maybe the Kiyonim also shifts. Whereas the Chachomim, according to the first Rosh in the Rosh, the Chachomim Wachim, and they are made that the Rayashim is from Reuven and Shimon to Reuven and Levi. But whereas Rebbe holds that on account of the fact that the Raya shifts, so the Kinyan also shifts, so Chachamim say the Kinyan doesn't shift. So the Meir here, how does the Kinyan take effect? How does it become created? How is the Ischaivus, the Shimut created? For the Ischaivus Baal Peh, because it's a return for a certain Anoi. But how can it be Yehive without Eli? If he holds the Shtar, so maybe the Shtar testifies that he is the Baal Shtar, even though it wasn't executed originally between for this Yishchaives, it was executed for the Yishchaives that took effect on the basis of the loan that was given, and part of that loan was already paid up, but since he turned it over to him, so the same Shtar can serve the Shtaraya and that too. Now that is the first motion of the Rosh. The second motion of the Rosh, he says just the reverse. He says, "V'hai pirish nichatvei." The Kiyan Asiyas by Exilu Misirei. But in the first motion, he said that in order to become Ishtarayu, and the second Ishayas, that didn't originate in the Alhoyer, but in the verbal Ishayas, in return for a certain Anoya, the Anoya of Avoches Mam. So Misirei itself is enough. That was the first Rosh in the Rosh. The second Rosh in the Rosh holds no. That true, according to Rebbe, so that's the Aloche of Isis in Misire, that the same Shtaraya that was executed in the Shtar between Reuven and Shimon, by Shimon turning it over to Levi, it becomes Ishtaraya between Reuven and Levi. Mimele, the Kinyonim also shift. This is what Rebbe says. But the Chachomim say, no, it cannot shift as Ishtaraya between Reuven and Levi. The Das HaMishayev was a Das HaMishayev. There was a Das HaMishayev that it should be Ishtaraya between Reuven and Shimon. How can it become Ishtaraya between Reuven and Levi? Something Meir he says, the beginning of this is by Exive Mishayev. Now, when the Rambam doesn't pass for like Rebbe, but he passes like the Chachomim. But the Rambam, when he passes like the Chachomim, he mentions a certain lotion. From that lotion, we can deduce What is the oneness of heaven? The Rambam says in the Kvot Milchas Mechira, Halacha Yud, Hamechir Shtachim Vachaveir, Oy Nosper Levi Maton, Ein Nikde Vimsinas Ashtar Yodo, Shalom Mosa Lo Yelo Arayah Shepon, Vein Arayah Nitzveses Viyah. Now there's a Nitzves in the Nisim, but how does he formulate it? Shalom Mosa Lo Yelo Arayah Shepon, Vein Arayah Nitzveses Viyah. Who is talking here about Arayah? We are talking as to whether the Kinyan, whether there is a transfer of Shebudim of indebtedness. So the answer is, because according to Rebbe, the case is different in Israel. How does the transfer of Shibudim of indebtedness take effect as a result of the Raya being shifted? So he says, no, the Raya is not shifted. So the Rambam emphasizes, the Raya interfaces the act. So we see from the Rambam that the only reason is why the Chachom is saying Nesis Negin Yisirei is not because the Kiyan can achieve it. No, because the Raya can achieve it. The Raya can achieve it. So the Meir of Death, he said, so death is like the second Moshe in the Rosh, not like the first Moshe in the Rosh. Because according to the first Moshe in the Rosh, so as far as the Raya shifting is concerned, the Chachom agree with Rebbe. But Rebbe says that as a result of the Raya being shifted, from Reuben and Shimon to Reuben and Levi, so the Shibut also shifts. He's also transferred. And the Chacham say no. But the Rambam Shite is like the second Roshan in the Rosh. Now we can answer the Kashi of the Tishach also. Tishach says, even according to Rebbe, that it's Nidris Mimsirah, so it has to have Shibudim. But he, if it's Torah-based, so it's Nifka Shebudei, so it's a Chasme Ba'alme. So how can it, so even according to Rebbe, so the Messiah doesn't mean anything. The answer is, as far, Yahvoh Alokhe of Nifka Shebudei, that is in regard to Kinyan. So we say, Shtar Shalobbe, Ve'uvei, Uporbe, Ve'choz Adolobbe, Ein Chintzei Abedeve. But as far as the Raya is concerned, if we say ACS Nifkas Mimsirei and that the Raya shifts, so we cannot say it's a Chasve Ba'alme, because the Raya shifts anyway, even though it's Porabay. The Porabay is Matkia, the Kinyan effect, but the Raya effect, the Porabay, is not Matkia. Now there was once a case when Rabbi Sefer was Rav Brisk. When Rav Chaim was still a young boy, so there was an incident with a husband who came to divorce his wife. And the Rabbonim avoided, so they took the time in carrying out the get. So Rabbi Sefer didn't want him to that he should divorce his wife. So he tried to prevail upon him, he should make sure of his wife. Anyway, so there was always discussion in connection with that. So then finally he refused to make shalem. So then, and there was a lot of excitement. So then it's a true story. I mean, it sounds very strange, but it's a true story. So he came, so he decided to divorce his wife. And then, so the dying, Rabbi Sefer's dying, was looking for the get, couldn't find it because there was so much excitement, it's going on now. So he got displaced again. But he wanted to divorce his wife. He wanted to divorce his wife. And he was in such a hurry, he must divorce her right now. If he's not going to divorce her right now, so then you leave, then you leave Aragune. So then Rabbi Sefer became very upset, and so they had to write another get. And writing the get in those days, even though they were broken with Hasgereshin as much as the Rabbonim today, but it was a big ordeal writing the get. So there was a lot of excitement. So they had to write, so they were looking for the get, they couldn't find the get, and then they wrote another get, and then divorced her. And then a few days later, so he decided he wants to make sure with his wife. He was to remarry her. He was not too fortunate, he was not too young. So he was able to remarry her. All right, he remarried her. I mean, so some time elapsed and he remarried her. And then, after he remarried her, he decided again to divorce her. And then he came to Rabbi Sitbeah. He wanted to divorce his wife. So Rabbi Sitbeah again tried to make sure, couldn't accomplish it. So they decided to write another day. Now, so they wrote another day, and as they were ready to carry out the other day Rashid, so then the Dayan, of Getzel was his name, he found the old get. He found his place in one of the drawers. In one of the drawers. Of course, it couldn't be used because, first of all, it's a different man. So it couldn't be used. So then we started to discuss, I mean. So then Rabbi Silver started to discuss why this get couldn't be used. Not only with Rabbonon, because this man is his man moved there, but with Isa it couldn't be used. Because get requires Nishmo. Get requires Nishmo. So Memele, since in Nishmo has to be Nishim Abao, Nishim Elisha, Nishim Gerasha. So there are three Nishmos, the Nishim Abao, Nishim Elisha, Nishim Gerasha. So Memele, in this case, so not only he would use the same get, so it would be possible to have one, it would be possible to have one, let's say as far as Mugdem is concerned, so suppose the husband would have remarried her, and then he would have divorced her the same day, it would have the same smart. It didn't happen the same day, but suppose he would have divorced her, and then he would have remarried her, and then he would have divorced her again the same day. After all, the day is very long. So he would have divorced and remarried and divorced again. So then there wouldn't be a problem with his mom, but it would have been a problem, so as I said, it would be the problem with Shalom Yishmo, because it has to be written with Shema Baal, with Shema Yisho, and with Shema Yerashi. So here, if he would use the same get that was written for the same husband and for the same woman, but it wouldn't be the same Yerashi, because there was another Dushi in between. So maybe it wouldn't be Shema Yerashi. That's what Rabbi Sitbeah said. So then, Chaim was a very young boy at the time, very young boy, he was just bar mitzvah, so he said, for another reason, that it couldn't be used with the Isa saying that, because Shtar Shalom Bey, Upo Bey, the Chod Avalov Bey, in the Chizal Adov, Vidin Bey, Sheik for Nifka Shekudei. So here too, it's Nifka Shekudei, the king in effect, is spoken. I'm mentioning that story, so that Allah of Shtar Shalom Bey implies, I mean, as a Teretz on the Kashi of the Asogi of the Shach, against the smart. He says, even according to Rebbe, we couldn't say Aziz Nikri in Sira, because it's a Hasbeh Baalme. It's a Hasbeh Baalme. So, because it's Nikka Shibudei. But as far as the Raya text of the Shtar is concerned, so even though it's Nikka Shibudei, we only say Nikka Shibudei that the Kiyan effect is Baka. But as a Raya, it can take place, it can take effect. Alright. Now the next mission. Neidri l'arodim ulechomim ulemuchzim shehi shehi trumon. Avro pi shehin utrum. Shehin shal bisamelech, avro pi shehin shal bisamelech. That one can take an eder, l'arodim, in other words, if we still destroy her, and who are ready to kill, if one refuses to comply with their demands, so they are ready to take away a certain crop of grain, they want to take it away. Or Haromim Muchsi, they want to take away a certain crop. And he is pleading with the Arogim, the Haromim, the Muchsi, they shouldn't take away the crop. So he says, he tells them, this is true. And Truma, for some reason, the Harogim, the Haromim, the Muxim, Truma they will not take. I mean, why should they be so nice? I mean, not to take Truma, but this is the case. This is the case. So if it's Truma, if they will be convinced that this crop is Truma, they will not take. Even though they are risking, they are ready to kill anyone who refuses to comply with their demands, But Truma they will not do. So he says, the Bible says that it is Truma. But the Harodim don't believe the Bible. So the Harodim say to the Bible, if it is taken there, that in case it is not Truma, you ask for the parents upon yourself. So he takes such an edda. So then, and it is not Truma. So according to the Neder, you should be also in the Peretz. So the halacha is that he's not also in the Peretz. This is what the Mishnah says. Maybe the Rabbi Yochanan will move since he's Truma, I will say he's Truma. Shein Shem Samar, I already says that belongs to the king. So maybe he will not take it. So he tells him, he suggests that the Muxin suggests to the Bible that he should take an Eder, that if he doesn't belong to the king, so there he should ask for the Peretz. And he takes such Eder, and he doesn't belong to the king, so he should be asked, the Peretz should be also running, so it's not us. אבל פי שאין שם בסמר. בישם הימרים בכל נדרים חוץ מבשבועו. ישראל הימרים אב בשבועו. זה קודם את בישם הים. אומי נדר של הנוסים, של הונסים, זבותה. בות ישבוע של הונסים is not mut. And the seal say, יב בשבועו. בישם הימרים לא יפתח לבי נדר. ישראל הימרים אב יפתח לבי. So בישם הישראל that he cannot do something that is not mentioned by the Muxin. In other words, if the Muxin says, you want to convince me that this belongs to the king, that this belongs to the king, so then take this and this nether. So ask the parents. So then he asks the parents in case it doesn't belong to the king. So that's Muxin. But the problem is the Muxin says to him, take an edda whereby you answer the parents, and then he takes an edda whereby he answers the parents and the bosom, if this doesn't belong to the king. So then the bosom is also, because that wasn't suggested by the monks. So we see why he can take the initiative in determining the subject matter of the edda. Bishama Emri, Bameshul Madire. Bishama Emri, Bameshul Madire. Kids, oh my, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. Now, Yiftachlei, that means that he can himself suggest. And Abbasin Madirei, he can add to the subject. All right. Now, Leila Avodil listing his first name in Lodom. The Chachomi Machin Yishem, Umuxim Yipotam Namechis. Chutim Yishuye, Dixim, 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 ויפתח לו נדע את המילים מנדל ואמר שהוא מדהים לשחק לפוסח לא יהיה רבה של נדל. So there are two machlokes. One is that he cannot make initiate the suggestion that he should take an edda, that the muchas has to do as to initiate it. He still say that he himself initiate it, and then the shamay say that even the muchas initiate it, so he can add to the subject matter. And he cannot add to the subject matter. And the seal say he can add to the subject matter. Ishti Mutari one of us so Kim Shlo Yidina Ben El Meil of Lodom. Now Igmar the Omar Shmuel Dina the Malchus again. So how can he take that net there? How can he take that net there? But Dina Malchus again, so it involves a Nisar of Gezer. So that's the halacha of the machzima. Omer HaKeh Rav Kana Moshmuel, in Mucha Sheim Le Kitzvo. So in other words, if the tax collector, has no limit. So he imposes whatever tax he wants arbitrarily. So that's not Dine de Malchus, that's Chamsa Nusse de Malchus. If the Rav Yanni Omer, in Mucha Sheim Le Melo, if he is a self-appointed tax collector. So in Melo, it's not Chaya to say Dine de Malchus, או משמעות מה זה דיני וחשבים אומרים או אחרים פותר כי נעדין חי וביטל אסם מלחץ אסם מלחץ מו אשר הקיצו וכי משכים להבדינו ולחמסנוסי וחמסנוסי ממוחס לבו ומוחס לא אין אמרו שלא למצחמה וכוס לו ביטי סלס ודווקא במלכי וכחוב עם עובדים ומלכו של דיני וכי שאורת שלהם ויוכי רים עלי ויוכי רים עליהם ומתסו מטריסה יעדה משסכם מאורת אבל מלכי ישראל לאי, אם שיעת ישראל, כל ישראל שוטים בו. וכי עמדים 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 ע שאם כל היה חוד מאחר זה, חיוב ביטל ולשמח. נמי, ותונאי זה, אין לו שום אמון, אבל הוא שמח שאין רשוי מישראל חבילה משובה שמתרומו. זאת אומרת, הוא עושה, כיוון, דיבין את המלכות סדין, כיוון המלכות סדין. So, the Ram mentioned the Sheet of Faces, that the whole Aloha, Dine, and of course, Dine, he only applies to another half, but he doesn't apply to another Israel. He doesn't have, because if she has Israel, called Israel Shukri. As Israel, called Israel Shukri. Now, the Rambam, in Shonoch, in Paschim, הרמב״ם says in the Kenyan of the Zil, הרי הלוך אליו. במד לא אמורים שהמוכס לא יספין בזמן שהמוכס עקום, או אם מוכס רואים את מילו, או אם מוכס רואים את מחס המלך, ואם הוא יקיץ לו, לקיח מה שהיא יוצא, הוא מניח כי מה שהיא יוצא. אבל אומר אחרי שפוסקי המלך לא מה שהיא כך שליש או רביעי הוא דבקות שלו, והם עם מוכס ישראל ומיך מסכים את זה למלך, ונעידה שעוד עם זה נאמון, וינימי יספקו מהומה שגוזר המלך, אין לי בחסק סגזו, ובשביל המלך עבדים, ולא יהיה עם דרשוי עבר המבליח ממך הזה, מפני שהוא גן זה אמון עשה מלך, וישוי המלך חכום בין שהמלך ישראל. הכל זה רמב״ם, any one who doesn't pay in the income tax. So זה לא מסיף זה, הכל זה רמב״ם. I mean, I say הכל זה רמב״ם, הכל זה רמב״ם certain, but with the taxes of today, so I call it all the shit. But I mean, הכל זה רמב״ם, even the taxes בזמן, בזמן חזר, so when the muhsin were kalisting, so they still it involved themselves. All right. So the Rambam concludes, Bein shoy amelach akum, bein shoy amelach yisroel. Bein shoy amelach akum, bein shoy amelach yisroel. So yisroel it happens. Because he says, in so many words, Bein shoy amelach akum, bein shoy amelach yisroel. And the Mechaber also passes like Rambam. Now, let's see. What is Tesis Shite? What is Tesis Shite? Why we say Dine Malchus Adine? And because of that, it doesn't apply to Malach Yisrael, actually. So Tesis Shite is because by Malach Hakum, you can say, Ibu Isasu Mitzvah Isai, Adam Ishas Chamin Ohas. Adam Ibu Malchus Yisrael, Lord. Now, Ibu Malchus Hakum, so you can say, Orich Lord. All right, so Bishleime in the ancient monarchy, so then everything belonged to the king. Title was vested in the king. But I mean, if it's not so today, I mean, title is not vested in the king. The queen of England doesn't have title in everything. So, I mean, how does this say? Because you're all at your way, you're all at your way, in the Sasu Mitzvei Sayadar Sheskan Yor. אבל מלכי ישראל לא יהיה, ושאף ישראל כל ישראל שוטרים לו. No, so, some say that on a theoretical level, in every monarchy, in the monarchy of England, even though the queen has no power whatsoever as a figurehead, but theoretically, everything is vested in the queen. In the queen. All right. But how about the Republic? Certainly, I mean, Carter doesn't own all of the territory of the United States, fortunately. so why does Stasis say, if the order of the Lord, if the Yochalim Alei, in Lysasso Mitzvei Sayagarish Esfeinah? It's not the order of the Lord. Since when is it all Chilean? It belongs to Carter, or let's say Congress. I mean, they made the laws, all right. So, all the land belongs to Congress. You don't belong to them. So what's the job in this? Now, I think that the pshat in this is, even though the Russian doesn't indicate that way, but I think that the pshat in this is, the pshat in this is in line with the sheet of the Hashbo, in the vomits that can sign it. So the Hashbo says that the whole halacha of Dini Malchus and Dini is based upon the Dini of Kiddush. Now, there is a halacha of Kiddush. Does anyone have any more Dini, no? No one has any more Dini. All right, it's not necessary. The Gemara da Shalayach. So the Gemara says, I'm in the way of Tia of Zichra. The Taloch of Kiddush. In other words, that through Kiddush, so you can become Tarek. Now there is a law of Al-Tosar Esmeyo. So we're not allowed to wage war against Amnumeyo. Still, Moshe Rabbeinu was teenage Amnumeyo from Sichet. So the answer is because there was an intermediary. Oh, because first Sichet was teenage from Amnumeyo. So Taito became vested in Sichet. When Sichet was teenage Eretz Amnumeyo from Amnumeyo, so Taito became vested in Sichet. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu was teenage, Eretz Amnumeyov, so he was Kedushet not from Amnumeyov, he was Kedushet from Zichet. So how would the Zichet in a quiet title?
Kibush is only Kibush Muhammad.
En die man was het niet, je ziet, zou je al doen gaan. Die man was het niet, dat is al doen. Dan moet je zo, hoe kan Jerry de Aloha of die man was het niet bezig aan die woest? De answer is dat, nou, dat is een andere kastje, dat is van zekerheid. Hier, die man is samen met de jocht die al die zich, zo de woest is kiddisch begon, waar je afkomt bij haar. Dat is een kastje, die man is een dat. That Ibneach is higher missing if he captures in Fastea and he takes her against their will. So it's higher missing, he shouldn't guess it. So Yisroel Be'akum has a heter of the Fastea of Ibneachum. But Akum, the Akum does not have a heter. So the Gemara says it's an heter in why not? Because Akum was Ibneachum. So that's a subject of Kasha. So the neighbor that needed that Akum was Mufke of Ibneachum. Akuma moved off to Chome altogether. So there is no Kiddush Mechome. So why do we say I'm the Meir of the Odyssey? The answer is the Aloche of Kiddush is not that the Aloche of Kiddush Mechome. Mechome is just an expression, the Mitzias. It was done for Mechome. But it does not have a Chalice in Mechome. Because Akuma moved off Mechome. How could Akum be in Mechome? Akum couldn't be better than Yisrael, and Yisrael, if Yisrael will leave Muhammad, Muhammad's Hashim's without your own doing, without Noach, without his Nagodu, he doesn't have a Chalish Shem Muhammad either. Muhammad's Mitzvah is something else. But Muhammad's Hashim's requires doing Noach, his Nagodu. So those Alochas are mentioned with Abu Yisrael, not with Abu Akum. So of course Akum is Mufke from Chalish Din Muhammad. The answer is, there is two kinds of Muhammad, just as there is what the Gemara calls Kiddush Rabin and Kiddush Yochid. So there is how there are two kinds of Muhammad. There is a Muhammad's Rabin and Muhammad's Yochid. So in other words, when we say Yifasteya is Hutra bin Muhammad. So what kind of a Muhammad is a Hutra? If it's a Muhammad of the cloud is right, to say it's a Muhammad of the Bechel. The Onis of Ashibio. So in other words, if the Nuchomo is conducted by the Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael doesn't mean 1 million Jews, 2 million Jews, 5 million Jews, 10 million Jews, or 20 million Jews. It can be 20 million Jews and be 20 million Yechidim, just as we gather to the Yochid. So if it's not of your Yitumim, Rashi says, Nabizor, it's Kibbutz Yochid. It can have even, Rashi says, even if the Shishim Ribe soldiers participating in the war. But if it's not of your Yitumim, or if it's not of the Bez Nagodo, so the name is a Kibush Yochidi. So it can be Kibush Yochid, one Yochid, and it can be Kibush Yochid of 10 Yochidi, and it can be Kibush Yochid of 1 million Yochidi. But Kibush Rabbi means that the Kibush is out being exercised and realized by the whole cloud Israel. Kibush Echot. That's the Pshat in Kibush Rabbi. And if it's not done by Klal Yisrael as a Kibush Echot, so it's a Kibush Yochid. The same thing is true of Muhammad. So the Yipasteya is true in Muhammad by the Klal. So even by Yisrael, he without certain prerequisites, so he doesn't tell the Chalish Shem Muhammad. But Mashiach King, the Alocher, Amin, Meifti, or Yisichim, is not based after upon Muhammad's Klal, even Muhammad's Yochid, and it doesn't have to be Muhammad. Kiddush has to be a chetitz of Kiddush. Without Muhammad, you don't have to be a chetitz of Kiddush. With Muhammad, it's a chetitz of Kiddush. But it doesn't have to have a chalim shem Muhammad. It doesn't have to have a chalim shem Muhammad. So in Mele, this is what the, now the Rashbo in the Bombay Stapun Zion says that the whole halacha of the Malchus Dineh is based upon Kiddush. What does it mean, Kibush? Kibush means, in other words, that it is subject, it is under the control of the Melech. Now, so you can ask, so every time one is a Gavran, if he's a Gavran, he's also Kibush. If he's a Gavran, the answer is, there is no aloche of Kibush, Mosot or Yochit. The whole aloche of Kibush is Mosot or Yumot, not or Yochit. If a Yochit is Kibush, so it's Xeyot. But if a Numo is Kadesh, so there it's a Afkoya of Zeyre. It's a Afkoya of Zeyre. But if Yochid is Kadesh, so it's Gezer. Now, even though by Goyim, so the Muhammad is not attributed to the cloud of the Goyim. As you know, first of all, the Amufti of cloud, that is only Shaya, the whole Chalishem of cloud, as one person is only in Israel. In Goyim is not Shaya. But the Ahumis in Yumisalem too, they are called Yumisalem. So in other words, so the whole meaning of Kibush is more so to the collective. It's not more so to the individual. So if an individual is the Kibush, not the collective, not the Umo. So the Mele, so it's Gezel. So it's Gezel, it's the Tziche. So there is no Kibush. So the Aloche is a Amin the Mele Fira the Tziche, if it's all the Kibush. But it doesn't have to have the Chalishen Ruchom. It doesn't have. So the Mele, the only reason is why the fear of the Malchusei is Dine is because the Oretz is Moso to him. He doesn't mean he has title. He has little title. How about today? I mean, just in the Republic, even on a theoretical level. So title is not vested in any executive. Maybe in monarchy, so on a theoretical level, title is vested. On a theoretical level, title is really vested in the queen. And she, with her grace, so she gives it over to everybody, to all her subjects. But in the Republic, so even on a theoretical level, title is not vested in the Malchut, but the whole Eretz is subject to their control. So it's Kodesh Tachas Yadav. So the Mele, there is Aloch of Dinah Malchus, a Dinah Melech Hakot, because Akum B'Akum, there is a Dinah of Kibush, Akum B'Yisroel, there is a Dinah of Kibush, but Yisroel B'Yisroel, there is no Kibush. Yisroel B'Yisroel, no Kibush. So he said, if she has Yisroel, for Yisroel, shoot him more. Now, so then you ask, so why does it have to say, if she has Yisroel, for Yisroel, shoot him more? The answer is, suppose you have a Jewish beginning in Chutz Lo'etz, so it will have the beginning to be determined by the beginning of Akhenaten. When is it determined by the beginning of Yisroel, Yisroel, this is not Yisroel, because the Arch Yisroel was given to the Obes and to Klal Yisroel. But suppose there will be a Jewish beginning, let's say, Yerbijan, so suppose there never was a Jewish beginning in Yerbijan, but suppose there had been a Jewish state in Yerbijan or in Argentina. I mean, there was talk some time ago about a Jewish state in Argentina. So it would not have a deal of Yisroel in Israel, even if there won't be a single boy in the so-called Jewish state of Argentina. There won't be a single boy, so it will have a deal of Akhenaten. It's only in the Arch Israel that was given to Klal Israel. So in Mele, there are special aloches of Yisroel in Israel. But in Chutz Lo'aretz, even if it happened that all Jews in this first town, you don't find a single goy, all Hasidim. So it has to be determined by the aloches of Akhenaten. This is why Tesis says, we shall have Yisroel called Yisroel Shutimah. In other words, because the aloche of Dine Malchus Edine is the Dine of Kibush, the Peter Ashboset. But Teis HaShita, I think, is also based upon the Shita of the Rashi. She has to spoil from the spoil to Kibush. Of course, I know that you might ask the Kasher, because some of the Shem mentioned that, and they say that Ho Adin beheaded, not only that, Ibi Tishalei, so also say Dine Malchus Edine, and whatever rules he adopts. So the answer is, because if you have a head and if he has, let's say, a certain piece of land, and it is Shalei. Now let's say square town, it's a municipality, and all the Hasidim, the square Hasidim. So, I mean, they rule over there. So why do they rule over there? Because they are delegated certain rights, certain autonomous rights. So in other words, so it emanates from the Malchus HaGoyim. So the name of that's why the Rishayim say, after you have it, he can also lay down his rules. You want to lose my piece of my land?
from the Melee, it's still Akum. This is what the Shemim means when they say Batul Hezek. So it can also lay down his own rules as a condition for enjoying their property. But it's based upon the halacha of Kippur. So things that she can use. Now the Rambam says, in other words, that the deal is not to be applied to Melech Yisrael, just as it applies to Melech Haaretz. Now, so the Rambam certainly would not agree with this explanation of the Melech Yisrael. So what is the term of the Melech Yisrael according to Rambam? Now the Rambam says, because now the Rambam, in this Agbam has to be understood in connection with a certain Rambam. The Rambam says, that's also a Gemara. The Rambam says, because the has still a day of the dying effect. Melech should call out the Roman Shalvali Bach, the eminent domain. The Ottoman and Geshe, a Mutal Abel, the Chaymor as Bottom, the Ottoman Zerach, the Chaymor Mutal Abel, the Chaymor Kalitiv, the Chaymor Abel, then he says, "Bamit vam amurim b'melech shemadvim b'yisei b'yitzim ha'avotim sh'ayitz kimo olov me'yitzo ha'oret v'yisom chodaiton sh'u adneyem v'yilo yavodim adu me'imad b'yitzei הרי ביקר בו לבאו לבריה וכמחבו הסוריסים המזיונים שאי דמיהם דין וכן על זה ויכול לעבוד או כעזבוי מכל דובר." In other words, let's say, whatever the Nazis, whatever laws, the laws do not pass. I don't mean that the Nuremberg laws. Whatever laws, Texas, in Texas, that they levied in Czechoslovakia, in Austria, all the countries that they occupied against the consent of the people, so it does not have a deal of dealing with the deal. In other words, Jews who lived in Austria and Czechoslovakia before the Second World War, after Hitler and Schmidt occupied Austria and Czechoslovakia, so they didn't have to pay the because the halacha in order that the dinam should apply the dinam of the dinam, so it has to have the consent of the bnei amim. Now that doesn't mean that you have to have the dinam, you have to have election. If there is any indication that the bnei amim approved of that regime, whether there was a vote or there was no vote, as long as there is an indication that the bnei amim, that the Bnei Amdine approved of the certain government, then it is a halacha of dinim ha'chutzim. So in ancient times, when there were no votes, so there was one criteria. In other words, every time a king conquered a certain country, so he issued a new mandate. That was the procedure, the practice. Now, if the Bnei Amdine did not approve of a new king, so then, this Mazdeo didn't have any circulation. But if the Mazdeo of the new king did circulate, so that was the highest, so that's why he vote. So that was the highest of the Bnei Amdine of the occupied territory approved of the rule. So the Mazdeon Amor in Melech Mazdei Yeti Vizalashim, Shalish Kimol of Bnei Yitzhor, Vishom Chodaiton, Shehuad Neyem, Neyem Amorim. So as a matter of fact, Hitler Yemachshinei, his Texas in Germany, everything of his office, because he came to power through democratic procedure. I mean, Never mind what people will tell you, liberal people will tell you, he forced his regime, it's not true. The people, the majority of the people in Germany voted for him. So his taxes in Germany itself would be enough for them. I have to show him that he voted against the Jews, but I mean, it's the taxes that were not discriminatory. I mean, so everything would be enough for them, because they were asking for him. But his taxes in Austria and Czechoslovakia and all the countries that were occupied against the consent of the American did not make the dean of Dilma Pute, Dilma Pute. So when do we apply the aloha of Dilma Pute only the Dilma Pute did their proof to the mountains, to the mountains. So the Malay, if they gave their proof to the Malay, so the Malay, the Malkus represents the Meandu. So any law that is passed by the Malkus is considered as having passed by all the Meandu. And Dovashev in moments of Noe Kayo, so just as two parties can make stipulations and can give their approval as to a certain arrangement of their property, so all the Meandu together can stipulate. So you can be mastering the Rishabim moment. This is how the Rashbam explains the deal of Dilma Chuzadine. So he says, She called the Amalchus, Mikadli Malayan Yotzeinom Chuki Amalach Mishpotot. So in the Melee, any law that is paid by the Malchus, as long as the Bnei Amalchus, Bnei Amdine, gave their approval for that law. So they represent the woman, the Bnei Amdine. And any law that is paid by the Malchus, by the Melee, doesn't have to be a republic, it can be a king. So the king represents the Meandu. So the Melee, that means, so why is we saying the Dine Malchut Adine? Because Dova Shabimome is so historical. What's the Meandu? So that's why the Rambam applies it even to Melech Israel, because it's not based upon the king of kings, whereas according to it's based on the king. Now, for next year, you have to go over the whole sugya of Rambam about Dina Malchut Adine from the Mishnah of the Imperium Nivoi Mitzvah Samuchsin, Tzivah Samuchsin, up to the next Mishnah, the Mishnah that is Yisum Omedalot Molokam, up to the Mishnah of Yisalud Omedalot, not from Muchsin Es Chameh, not from Chameh Acher, and then you go over the Rambam, and also the Rambam to the Kenyu has Zilva Bede, Haloch Yud, Yudalek, Yubay, Yudhimu, Yudalek, Yudhimu, 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 and then also in the Shofono about Dinam Akutani, the Shofono and Chabar, it is Simen Shin Samachtech, the Chabar of Rambam. So they get certain rights in the municipality, and they get certain rights were delegated to them. So the Melee, all their rights emanate from the Malchus of the state. So this is what the regime is saying. Hegel also the same thing. But it's based upon the Dinah of Kings. Now that's one term for the halacha of minimal kosher. Then the Rashbam, that we dealt in Rovaska says, because the halacha of minimal kosher applies only to a malchus, that has the approval of the people. Now it doesn't mean that it has to be a real democracy by the people, of the people, for the people. The Dine Malchus Dine applies to any Malchus. It can be an autocratic government, it can be a monarchy, it can be a republic, as long as it has the approval of the people. So in ancient times, what was the simen? That the people, the Dnei Amdine, gave their approval for the Melech, if the Magbeya of the Melech had circulation. That was like a vote today. And perhaps it was, sometimes it might have been a better indication of the approval of the people than the vote today sometimes. But whatever the reason, so as long as the Bnei Amdine indicated their approval, one way or the other, so then it has a deal of Malchus. But if it did not meet the approval of the people, so then it does not have a deal of Malchus, the Rambam says. So it's a Chaburalistic. So the Rashbam says, the Bnei Amdine after me, why do we say deal of Malchus today? Because called the Roshadim Momen is going tired. So a person is a violin to stipulate on the Momen over his own property. So we may make, so the whole collective are also violent to be masna and the moment. That's the reason, and if the Melech, who has the approval of the people that he should be their ruler, so if he makes laws, so that means that the laws of the Melech are in effect the laws of the Bnei Amdine. So it's called the Moshe. So you can stipulate. That's another type of Dine Malchus. Now, of course, from that point of view, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Melech Akum or Melech Yisrael. Now, the Mukieset here on the read, he says the same thing as they said, that the Halacha of Dine Malchus applies only to Melech Akum. It does not apply to Melech Yisrael. But he doesn't mention this long list of faces, because the Orech Eloi, so he can tell them, in Mishishmi or Mitzvei Tzai Agarish Eskem Noam. He said something else. Now, So how can he lie to the Muchet? He didn't know what to do. He owes it to him. The Skimu Reiman Forge in Zal, the Dafke, the Malchi, and the Seyo. The Dine, the Malchuse, the Dafke, the Malchuke, the Melech, the Kuhn, the Malchi, the Piyade, the Din, the Hekne, the Isse, the Daite, any Din. In other words, what he's saying, all the Rishayim say that, suppose a ruler will do something that is contrary to the constitution of the own state. So it's not being the Malchus. It has to be in accordance with their constitution. So if a country has a written constitution like the United States, so it's a written constitution. If the country, the state has an old constitution like Britain, Magna Carta, so it has to be in accordance with the old constitution. And suppose the country has no constitution, neither a written nor an old constitution. So the Rambam says it has to be in accordance with the tradition of the predecessors of that king. In other words, even the country does not have any constitution, not even an old constitution, but there are certain precedents. The ancestors of the same king also exercised certain rights, certain prerogatives. So then we say Dina Malchusadina. But if a one king arbitrarily exercises a certain prerogative that never was exercised by any of his predecessors, so then the Ramban says, that's not Dina Malchusadina. All right. Then he says, Umalche Yisroel. So he says the same thing as they say. Umalche Yisroel in Yom Din El Al Piatir. The time of the Yisach HaSanedah for a Chosuk Bifarshis HaMelech Bisefer Shmuel Melech Chosuk V'lom Oteiro El Yiro Murev Alom Shalom Yishaw HaMelech. Now there is a Machlekes in Sanhedrin. Of course there is a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So it's interesting that the Shit of Yitiyese is contrary to the Shit of the Rambam, because in that Machlekes the Rambam passes like Rav, that Melech Mutabeh, Kolom, or the Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabeh. And he makes a theory, pastors like Shmuel, that Kolom, or Parshas Melech, Melech Osho. It's a question, why? I mean, after all, whenever there is a machlekin between Rav and Shmuel, so the Kolom is Yilchatik Rav and Shmuel, and Shmuel did it. So apparently, that was the machlekin. Whether this is to become, comes within the category of Dine, some Melech Daloch is like Shmuel, or it comes within the category of Yisur. So the Melech Daloch is like Rav. The Rambam apparently holds that primarily it's a Machlekes in Yisur and not Dine. Then there are certain rights that emanate. But primarily it's a Machlekes in Yisur. So the Melech is not Yisur. And the Yisur holds that primarily this Machlekes is a Machlekes in Yisur. So his right is that the Halacha of Dine Malchuset Dine does not apply to Melech Yisroel, because there is a whole parasha in Shmuel when the Israelites came to Shmuel and they demanded the king. So Shmuel was very disturbed by this demand. And he told them, you know what the king will do? He'll do this, he'll take away of your coming, he'll take away of your subjects, and he'll induct you into labor, he'll do all kinds of things. But they insisted upon a king. Shmuel was angry at them. So Shmuel gave them a whole list of things that a king might do. So the question of the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, these things that Shmuel mentioned that a king might do, is he allowed or given to do it? Or he's not allowed, but Shmuel just told them that unfortunately kings are likely to exercise certain prerogatives that al pidin they are not authorized to exercise. So Rav says, Kolomu le parshas melech melech mutabeh. It is kidding, all the things. And Shmuel says, Kolomu le parshas melech melech osabeh. The Rambam passes like Rav, that melech mutabeh, and Yisef passes like Shmuel, that Melech is osabeh. So that's his right. Now, among all the things mentioned in the parasha in Shmuel are things that relate to Dine Momenet. So, if the halacha of Dine Malchus Adine applies to Melech Yisrael, how can Shmuel say Melech Osabeh, but it's the halacha of Dine Malchus Adine, even Melech Hakim can do it. And Rav who says Melech Mutabeh, so it's because of a special halacha in Melech Yisrael, that's one of the Dine Malchus. But it has no application to but not mitzad dinei malchuse, the general dinei malchuse. So it's a riot that the halacha of dinei malchuse dinei applies only to Melech Hakim, not to Melech Yisrael. But according to Rav, there is another halacha, a special halacha in Melech Yisrael, the parasha in Shmuel. It's Melech Mutabeh, but not mitzad the general dinei of dinei malchuse dinei. So he says the same thing like this. So he says, Avol, the Umalchi Yisroel and Domin Din El Al Piatero, the kind of Yisach HaSanedern, for the cost of the Parashat HaMelech, he says, Rashmuel, Melech Osapel, the Leon Potero and Yiron Mulevalo, Shalom Yishalo Emel. But he doesn't mention this as Tam, because all the way the Yochalim alone, he will fish me on the three side, a gary shesher in the Oret, he mentions another time. He says, in very magical time, he says, how is a child? Dinah Malchus Adin. Dinah Malchus Adin applies to Dinah Malchus. Dinah Malchus Adin. So, Ubisoim on the Meneah, they want to put Stavre on the Dinah Torah. So the Meneah, if they make their own laws, their own civil code, regulating the human relations, all the dinamomines between one person and another, so it's effective. But Yisroel, they are mitzvah, they are mishpotim asher tosim nifneihem. They have a civil code that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them. So why should a new civil code be effective? It's a very logical time. It's a very logical time. But it's not a time of faith. It's not a time of faith. Now, it seems, so then the question arises, so what is the mokeh for Dinah Malchus Adin according to the Hebrew? It's not kibush. Because if it had been the halach of kibush, so you should have mentioned the longest of tesis. So you could say, maybe the nukiyes have agreed with tesis shittah, that the mokeh, the source for the halach of Dinah Malchus Adin is the din of kibush. But whereas tesis holds, that inasmuch as we require a special posik for Akum be Yisroel, and a special posik for Akum be Akum, and one posik is not enough to cover all, so mele, we need a special posik for Yisroel be Yisroel, and we don't have. That's tasership. But in case of old, true that we need a special posik for Akum be Yisroel. But once we have a posik, that even an Akum be Yisroel is the Kiyah of Kiddush. So Yisroel over Yisroel should not be Gora than an Akum over in Yisroel. So the Meile, he has to resort to another time, because Yisroel are Mitzuveh, and the Dina Torah, they are Mishpot HaShatosim Lifneyeh. Magid Dvor V'Yakov, Chuk of Mishpot of Yisroel. So that's a Koyeh that negates the effectiveness of any other code, because of they are Mishpot HaShatosim Lifneyeh. We could say that, but it's more mistaber than the Mukiyese has another term in the democracy of the air. Not tasteless, since the Mukiyese rejects tasteless term, even though the Mukiyese accepts tasteless fact that it doesn't apply to a lot of Israel, but it rejects the term. So it seems that the Mukiyesev is clearly contains the stam of the Mukiyesev. Now, what is the Mukiyesev's stam? So Rashi has another reason. Rashi in Gittin has another reason as to why we say the Mukiyesev. Now, the stam of Tensei stam or HLA and the Rashbam is mentioned by Orachel. But Rashi's stam of the Mukiyesev in Gittin, it's not so explicit, but it's not mentioned. I didn't see it mentioned. But it's... There is a Mishneh in Gittin that you don't say. Kol ashtores o'evin v'achoyish lo'n v'chovim avar fish ha'chitmeyen v'chovim chere. Chutz v'gdinoshim shichra avar. So in other words, that any shtah that is executed in the court of the goyim, even though the signatories upon these shtores are goyim, so they are kosher. Except a get ishom that has a chasim goyim, so it's both. So it's possible in the rice or ishtar shichmi. So the Gemara says, kaposi mitone, lo ishne mecha, lo ishne maton, bein ishtar mecha, which is ishtar rice, bein ishtar maton, which is ishtar king, ביש בן מלחם יוי זה קמאי ודיקון ושטור ראי באולו כאילו יוי זה קמאי לא ומר נפשאי וכס מוישטור אלא מתון עם מי קונה לא ואישטורי ואישטורי חס לבאולו The Mishnah lays down a general rule that any shtar that is executed in the court of the goyim, even though the signatories are goyim's chair, it's valid. Bein shtar raya, like shtar mechireh, bein shtar kinyet, like matonet. So bish bein shtar raya, we understand, because shtar raya, the purpose of the shtar raya is to ascertain the fact. So the melee, even though a goyim is possible either, so it's not melee. But there is an oomph in it that anyone who affixes his signature to an official deed that is executed by the government in the court will not lie. There's an oomph in it. So what do we care that he's supposed to be? So he's not a neighbor. So, but we have a verification of the facts anyway. So that's why if the shtar ayah, the shtar mechir, the shtar, so the kinyan was to kes, but the shtar says that Ruben transferred his son to Shimon. Fumoyitz. So the kinyan took place for kesef. Karka is nicknamed kesef. But how do we know that there was such a kinyan of kesef? Goyim tell us. But we know that these goyim wouldn't lie. They wouldn't lie in court. So memele, in official deed in court. So memele, it is valid. But shtamatone, so the transfer has to be effective. Through the shtar requires aiding goyim aposleides. So it's a chas rebaome. How can the transfer be effective? So that two machines be gemar. So Omar Shmuel didn't the Malchus in it. Because that's the law of the Malchus. That if a deed is executed and signed in court, even though it's signed by Goyim, so that affects the transfer of title from Ruben to Shimon. So didn't the Malchus in it. The boy is saying that Tone Chutz Mechikit Yoshi. That when the Mishnah says, Chutz Mechikit doesn't exclude just Mechikit Yoshi Shrabadi, all shtaritinyan, anything analogous to kiknoshi shiravadi, that means shtaritinyan. So, shtori soeili, ba'choi shoeili k'chobi maron li, chizmini k'chobi maron li, k'sheirei ishtaritay, but not ishtaritinyan. Not ishtaritinyan. That's an issue. Now, so then there is a rashi. That, tesom is there. Tome rabon. It starts tesom daot. Tomer Abba Mishrei Shabrochem Shabit Yiknosh Yishcha Avodim Shor Lumelech Omei Vichol Geshei Yishol Yitkusi Posoch Yitkusi Yiknosh Yishcha Avodim Vichol Ashtor Yishol Yichol Yishol Yichovim Avod Yishach Yishmei Yishol Yichovim Shere Chutz Yiknosh Yishcha Avodim Yishcha Avodim So Rashi Chutz Yiknosh Yishcha Avodim Rashi says that the first line of Rashi that says of the case Vohim Yimachol Yishol Yichovim Shelasu Ashtor Yishol 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 בדיני למלכוס הדיני, ואף על פי שהנסים והמקבל ישראל. So that is a remarkable expression. שאירים דיני למלכוס הדיני, ואף על פי שהנסים והמקבל ישראל. What's the אף על פי? Even though, the donor and the doni, the nesim and the מקבל, both together are Jews. So that word, לא אם היא גויה, if one of the parties is a goy, then it goes without saying that the Malchus is that the law of the Malchus certainly has validity vis-a-vis any relationship between a goy and a Jew. That is the apostle. But even if both parties are Israel, not one of the parties is a goy, so then we could say, why should the law of the Malchus have validity vis-a-vis goy and Jews? A goy is not involved. So from Ashmol and Shmuel, that even though one of the parties, and even though both parties, the natives and enemy couple, no goy is involved, both are Jews. So still, so we say, did the Malchus agree? Then he says, Chutz b'gidin oshi, the love nature is a sin. Hoyo v'lishayach ha'bikir ha'kik nubdush. Avo aladim nitzav meneyach, v'chei shichur ha'avodim. ובכסול פסול את דראי זה, שוב השיחו וגדישו, ותאמרים לו לא לא. So Rashi says, why did the notion if the signatories are going so it's possible? Because the going is possible in the fish. So Rashi mentions the town because in the Kira Street. All right, there is a special aloha. Although it has this as a disposal way that's in different English. So you may never disposal way. But the boy, you don't have to resort to it. Because the boy is supposed to lay this. In Kolatele Kolo is supposed to lay this. And Bashtar Rai, it's not because it's special lay this. Because it's Rai. So it's like Nige, it's like Kazoke, it's like Hop. Not the Teras Eide. So Rashi really didn't have to resort to the town that he tells people to. All right, but that's not the Kashi, because that town is also Shal. But then Rashi says, Avro Adi, Stavmeneya. That's why all other Shtoikiyen are affected. If the signatories are going. So what does it do with Adin and Stavmeneya? What does it do with Adin and Stavmeneya? So it seems, so the plain pshat in Rashi, no one asks anything against this guy. And this is very strange Rashi, and it doesn't even make sense on the surface. What does it do, Adin and Stavmeneya? So what is the question? Because of that, he's special leader. So it means, so he's betayin ashtoret. So maybe the psula maybe he has no vision that applies to him, that doesn't apply. He goes special leader. We don't have to resort to betayin ashtoret. By that, there is another aloha, that one who is not betayin ashtoret, no vision. So betayin ashtoret says he's special leader by that. Even in a tiny way, mixas geos, he's not a goy. So he's also special leader. But what do you mean? Avor Aladin in Stavron. Now, Vineyacham in Stavron Zayin Mitzvah. One of the Zayin Mitzvahs is that there is a fundamental machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. What Din means? According to the Rambam, Din means they have to have a system of thoughts, of Dayonim, to be dealt between one Vineyacham and another. Reish Mechiyot Reish Dayonim. And the Rambam says the Din means the Demot. Now there is a Chuvesh Ramoh, Sin Yud, Chuvesh Yud, very long Chuvesh. So he has his child, he has his offer. Now, according to the Rambam, the Din means the Demot is in the realm of human relations, so he is bound by civil code. So what does it mean? He is bound by civil code. Let's say, Shomrim and Mazin Tunizek, Sheol, Mashiel, I mean, all in the moments. So, he is Bechuyev. Does it mean that he's Bechuyev in the moments of the Torah? So, in other words, that means that if one Beneach is a Shinosochol for another Beneach, so he's Chayev for Nirvavet, if he's Shinachinov for another Beneach. He's higher for Pshir, for Minahir, for if he's a Sheol for another Meneach, so he's higher in one Mamish, doing the deed of the Torah, the Dinamomenes of the Torah, or not. A Meneach is not bound by the Dinamomenes, the civil code of the Torah. Not for Meneach, but the Meneach is Mitzuve, every human is Mitzuve, to adapt the civil code, to regulate the human relations. It shouldn't be chaotic. Just have to. And then they are bound by the civil code of that nation. Of course, it has to be based on logic. I mean, knowing that laws would not constitute the fulfillment of deed. But if it is based upon deed, so then that's deed. So the Ramoh in Chuvei Yud says a very strange thing. Now he says, because there is a machlokes in Gemara in Sanhedrin that in Zion, well, how do we learn out the Zion mitzvah, the Meneach, the Mitzurek, of Zion mitzvah? So we learn it out from the posuk by Tzama, the Shem of the Kuma Ha'od, and we call it Sakan Ochus. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, Din is learned out from Adishet, from Arachim. The kids are doing it. The lemma of Nikhal Balabayas are the kids. There is a Nikhal Balabayas are reading the Bible. So it's chayv. And the contra of Yitzchor, by Tzav. And the nation is impossible, but by Tzav there's reference to it. So the Ramo says a very strange thing. I mean, it's very strange. He says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we learn it out from the word of the king, is Mirami Sandini. So then it has to be given this what? In other words, the revealed civil code. But
according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that we learn it out that Din is Merumes in the term by Tzav, so then it has to be their own civil code. And then he considers and he discusses whether we pass for Rabbi Yitzchok or we pass for Rabbi Yitzchok. Very seriously, what has it to do with whether we learn it out? Now, the Mashor says in so many words that the Neah Hamat Mitzuveh and the Din of the Torah. Magid Vov, Yaakov, Kukov, Mishpotik, Yisroel, Lo Yoso, Chei Lechol Goyim, Mishpotik, Al Yidot. And then, the Aruch HaShulchon, the Aruch HaShulchon also says that it's a double portion. Even though the Ramos says it's only Machlekes, Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yechanan says it's a double portion. That Yoneach, according to the Ramban, the Dini means in a moment, it means that they have to adapt their own civil code. Not that they were mitzvah al the moments of the Torah. Because Magid Vov, Yaakov, Kuk of Mishpotim, Yisroel, Asher Chayim, Yisroel, Koi, or Mishpotim, Mishpotim means in a moment. Mishpotim Bal Yidon, if they are mitzvah, and the Mishpotim of the Torah, so why Mishpotim Bal Yidon? It's the first one, right? There is a Peirush of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and Pirkei Avos, that it was written by the Bitzalei, his son Reb Bitzalei. But he mentions how the Chaim Volozhiner explained the Pirkei Avos. So there he mentions Ruachai. So he mentions in that Pirush and Pirkei Avos, he mentions the name of his father, the Chaim Volozhiner. He also says it's a double portion. In other words, the Marsho says that it means their own code, not in the moment of Israel. The Netziv in his Pirush and Shilkes also says that it means they have to adapt their own code. Then it's mistaken like that. I mean, because first of all, it's a Pirush Apostle. Umishpotim Baal Yidon, if they are Mitzuveh. And the moments of the Torah, so how could the Apostle say in Gilead, Umishpotim Baal Yidon? And then there is a riot from the Ramban Chumash, because the Gemara says that the Gemara is Mitzuveh Ladin. So the Gemara is the Kashe. Why the Gemara is Mitzuveh Ladin? But the Neach were also Mitzuveh. So the Gemara says, the Gemara they were Mitzuveh an extra Din. Because the Neach were not Mitzuveh an Knosis. And the Gemara they were Mitzuveh an Knosis as well. So the Din of Gemara is something over and above the Din of the Neach. Or the Din of the Neach. Because it had an additional element, Knosis. The Ramban in Chumash, in explaining Shom Som Lecheiko Mishpot, that's the Dinim of Moro. So he says that the Dinim of Moro are not the same Dinim that is mentioned in the Torah. But the Moro, they were Nitzavet just a few months before Matan Torah. So they were Nitzavet, the Israelites were Nitzavet to adapt certain Musik. Even though it was just a few months before Matan Torah, so they were mitzvah to adapt their own music in the realm of human relations. So the Ramban says, even vis-a-vis the additional deal, that the Jews were mitzvah to be moral, that it wasn't the same dinim of the Torah. So Allah has come of Yechamo, that the dinim of Medea, that it's not the same. I mean, from this Ramban. So that seems that the consensus of opinion of the Rishayim and the Achayim, except according to Ramos, so it's a total machlekes between Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yechanan, is the din, according to Ramban, that it means in the moment, it doesn't mean in the moment of the Torah, that they have to adapt their own laws in the realm of human relations, in the moment, they're all in the moment. So apparently Rashi agrees with the Ramban, not with the Ramban. The din means in the moment. And what they mean in the moment is not the mishpatim of the Torah. But they have to adapt their own in the moment. And the nation is at liberty to adapt its own code. So Mimele, the Gemara explains, chutz mikdenoshi. So there are two shades. One motion is meichiki denoshi. So then all shtari kiven is the goyis is signed on the shtores of achoyes of shtores kiven, so it's possible. But then another Loshin didn't offer the dinner. Rashi is explaining that Loshin that says didn't offer the dinner because according to other Loshin, so all story kin are kosher. And Rashi is explanatory of the Loshin that all story kin are kosher with the Chismayan Akhil of Acholis. So, and then there the Gemara says that why is it kosher? Because of Dilem Malchus Elinim. So apparently Rashi holds, Rashi wants to explain here and give you the time. Why do you say Dilem Malchus Elinim? So the Gemara doesn't mention the posit of Dilem Malchus Elinim. Now this is Halacha in the Gemara. So Rashi says, Sins Meneach. Our mitzvah al Dilem. And what does it mean, Dilem? They have to adapt their own Dilem Malchus. And of course, they are not mitzvah to adapt the civil code vis-à-vis Jews. They are only mitzvah to adapt the civil code vis-à-vis themselves. Vis-à-vis Jews, they don't have to worry. So the Torah has a civil code for them. So of course the Meneach are not mitzvah. So if Meneach will adapt the civil code to regulate the relations between one Meneach and another, they will be carrying their mitzvah. They will guide them to be. But even though they don't apply the code to Jews, because they're not required to adapt a civil code for Israel. So Israel. So the Melee, so vis-a-vis the Neach, it goes without saying that whatever law, as long as it's reasonable, so whatever law in the Neumonides, the Neach, a certain Malchus adapts, it constitutes a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Dini, according to the Rambam. So Memele, it's effective. Because since I'm required to do it, so it means it's effective. If it's not effective, how can they be required to do it if it's not effective? So vis-a-vis the relationship between one Beneach and another, it is certainly effective. Because that's the Aloch of Dini. So Memele, Shmuel tells us that here. That in the sins they are required to adapt laws in the Nemomenes. So if the Malchus applies the same laws to a relationship between two Jews, even though they are not required to adapt a law, laws in vis-a-vis Jews, that's not their here. But if they do apply it to a relationship between two Jews, it's also. So this is what he says. Lo imi boy, the dine de malchus a dine, the aval pisha leisei vam kabel v'israel mei. Lo imi boy, if one of the parties to the transaction is a goy, so they are mechuyev to regulate all the dinimomenes of goy. So they are mechuyev to regulate all the dinimomenes of goy who deal with Jews too. But they are not here. So it is needless to mention that it is effective vis-a-vis two goyim and vis-a-vis a relationship between a goy and a Jew, because that's the chayv of dinim. But because of that, so memele, even if they apply the same law to a relationship between two Jews, and that's not their task, but if they do apply it, so it is also effective. This is what Rashi means. Our idea is Tavlenea. So Memele, Dine Malchus Adine is effective even regarding a relationship of Dine Momenes, where both parties are Yisrael. So according to Rashi, the source for the Aloha Dine Malchus Adine is the Dine of Dine. Now, since the but Memele, it is effective regarding Dine Momenes between one Jew and another. So Meleva sees this is the mocking for the Aloch of Dimach Zerim, it's only shy of the Malchus Hakim, because they are Mitzvah Al-Din, but Malchus is Torah, they are Mitzvah Al-Din, and Mishpat is the best of the Malchus. So it's not based upon the Aloch of Dimach. So every Dine Momenes must be grounded in the Mishpatim of the Torah. This is what we do now. So we have three times for the Malchus Adin. The Rashbam Stam is because the Malchus represents the Bnei Amdine, so it's Dovash of the moment. So any Hasnoi in Dovash of the moment is effective. So, and even though there is a mute of Bnei Amdine who do not give their approval, so it's Chubi Kikure. As long as the whole Bnei Amdine gave their approval to the dominion and the dominion of the king,